You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Love Boat!
There he is!
Love Boat!
What's going on, man? I should mention Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Shinano, how's it feel to be back? I thought there was a lot of enthusiasm and you had fun yesterday. I loved the show yesterday.
I thought we had as good a show as we've had in a really long time. We also weren't on for a really long time, but I mean beyond that as well.
Yeah, Cappy, did you feel good to have George back?
Yeah, it felt great. As a matter of fact, you know, there is a time in a game where you get into that zone where things are moving in slow motion.
Oh, yeah, you're in the flow.
With me and Sedano, it's never slow motion. It's like full speed ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Cappy used to say at the beginning. He's like, the show moves too fast. I'm like, you'll catch up, trust me.
Oh, is that what it is, Cappy? You think the show sometimes moves too fast for you?
No, I like the speed. I like the pace. But yesterday, there were a couple of moments where it was like, bang, bing, bam, boop, ba, dip, ba. And it was like, wow,
that's
this thing's
exactly
moving
what,
fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like an old Bruce Lee movie.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it sounded like scatting, like jazz. Boom, beep, yeah. Bop, 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 bop.
How many games are you doing this year, Sada? I heard you talking about games, and Cappy's going to be your sideline reporter now. Cappy, are you excited about that to work?
I don't know.
To prowl
know.
The sidelines with Sedano in the booth?
I don't know if I'm ready to travel again. I don't know if I'm ready to get back on the road. I don't know.
By the way, isn't that really the thing? Like, Sedano, I know these are, you do a great job, unbelievable opportunities. You know, I don't like traveling for work at all. Like, I don't like, you know, packing a suitcase, living out of a suitcase, not being home, all that stuff.
I'm just used to being like George Clooney and up in the air. You know what I mean? Like, I pack
really
efficiently. I'm in and out. I have a backpack and a roller, and I'm good.
That's it.
Yep.
And you're fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes I have a suit bag if I have, like, you know, well, sometimes it's suit bag and roller, depending on, you know, if it's something I need a suit for, which is... the radio stuff I don't need a suit for, but the TV stuff I do.
My God, the radio is so much better than the TV, though.
Like, yeah.
The radio, you go in a little later, you know, you don't have to do the multiple production meetings with both teams.
Yeah. You don't have to get into, you know, hair and makeup.
Dude, I'm telling you, NFL football, we would go Friday to the home team, watch their practice, then interview like 10 of their players, and then have dinner that night. So Friday was wasted. Saturday, you'd go to the opposing team when they got to the team hotel. We'd do 10 interviews there, then go back and have production meetings all night. And then Sunday was the game, and then you'd fly back Sunday night if you could. I mean, it was like a 3-4-day affair for a Sunday, whereas Monday Night Football, you get there on Sunday, you show up at the game. Nobody does any work like in advance. Everybody's like, all right, hey, Kevin Harlan's going to say good
I'm
evening.
Sure George,
you know,
puts in a lot of,
the prep work.
He means like on site is what he's saying.
Oh, okay. The prep work, the radio, I always found was more fun than the TV.
So, I think radio is more fun than TV, like pure fun, period.
Yeah, I think, like, radio is where the fun is.
There's more spontaneity in radio. You're allowed more freedom. You don't have to worry about
B-roll,
stuff like that.
When I started thinking about doing play-by-play on radio, I work with Mike Breen a lot, so I just kind of picked his brain about it. And he was like, look, I love what I do. I mean, he's the voice of the NBA, for God's sake, right? But he's like, I do occasionally miss the freedom of calling a game on radio.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just radio allows more just pure spontaneity because you don't have to worry about screwing up the production that the team behind you did with, again, B-roll,
and there's
camera
less,
angles.
On TV, I mean, look, when I'm on sidelines, I'm listening to everything that's going on to the, you know, that's also being communicated to the play-by-play people. Like, there's a lot of talking in your ear,
yeah,
like, when you're on TV. Like, hey, this element. Hey, go to this. Hey, here's this replay. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of that going on. Whereas if you're doing radio, there's a producer there, and maybe occasionally they'll be in your ear. But for the most part, you're talking a lot. You're like a, you're an auctioneer in a lot
right,
of ways
yeah,
when you're
right.
calling games on radio.
Right,
you
and know? When you're on the sidelines on radio, like, I would say to the guys, they go, hey, just come down to me. They wouldn't say, like, what do you got? Or, like,
yeah,
is this? They just go, okay, hey, let's go down to Scott. And then on TV, you'd have to, like,
but I
sit
think
there
that's a
pitch
trust
them.
Thing, Scott, because.
Yes.
I think the first year or two I was doing any, like, sidelines, even on TV, it was like, hey, what do I got? And they're like, well, what do you got?
Right.
But now,
exactly,
after like 6 years, they're like, I tell them, hey, let me get in. And they're just, yeah, like, okay, open George's mic. You know?
Same. Radio, same. But on TV, what I always found was you had like 15 seconds. And anytime you go down to the sideline reporter, in the case that was the role I played, if you spoke over the play, in other words, if you didn't get it back to the play-by-play person,
that's bad.
Dude, that's that's breaking the cardinal rules, man.
Yeah. So on TV, you can get away with that a little bit because people are seeing it. But on radio, that is absolutely sin number one. I've actually called, like, I literally had like a massive dunk or something happen while I'm in the middle of a report, and I'll just call the what I see, you know what I mean, and then get back to my report.
So when I did sidelines for, I guess it was Fox Sports West at that point.
Is this like Angels games?
No, it was college football game. It was UCLA games. So
we need tape of this. Can we get tape of this to run on the show?
Somewhere it exists, but let me just tell you what happened.
Bergman, that's your homework assignment.
This ended my sideline career. If you can find this, this is gold.
Tell me what happened.
So UCLA was blowing the doors off the Houston Cougars at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah. What year do you think this is?
This was Cade McNown time.
Okay. Oh, right, so this is
so the
98?
UCLA was rolling pretty good.
98, yeah, yeah.
So Billy Mack was the play-by-play guy, and I'm down on the field, and Billy says, you know, it's 50 to 10. You could do something. Come up with something to do. So I'm like, okay, I got an idea. Okay, get to the Houston Cougar cheerleaders. And I say, okay, everybody, here's the Houston Cougar cheerleaders. Here's the new cheer. Give me a C. They go, C. Give me an O. They go, O. Give me a V. V. Give me an E. Cover. We're here to cover that spread.
Oh, boy.
That was over.
Yeah, yeah, really?
That college was, you were ahead of your time.
Grand opening, in 1998. Grand, yeah, no chance that was fun.
But, Mace, that you're way ahead of your time.
You were.
And
if
now
you did
look
that
at
this
it.
Year, everybody would be like, awesome. Way to go, Mace.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. I just did the ESPN College Football Seminar, and even though we are full into gambling on our studio shows and all that, on the games – you can make kind of your innuendos, but you can't be like, you know, USC minus 7, they're going to cover on the game broadcast.
Right, right. So, Cappy, here's the thing. Yeah, you, what were you doing at 9 o'clock this morning?
What was I doing at 9
What were you doing, Mace?
I was... No, I was not. I had a shrink appointment at exactly the same time.
How'd that go?
Actually, how right now?
We had a talk. Okay. We had a talk. It was inconvenient timing. Now, where were you? There was a big corporate...
I was on the big Zoom meeting. We were wondering where you and Cappy were.
Oh, really?
I was at the shrink. Where were you, Cappy?
I also had a doctor's appointment that was something that could not be missed.
Do you have a note? Yeah. Do you have a doctor's note you can present?
I don't. Yeah. But I could get one.
Yeah, I could get one, too.
They taking care of that foot for you, Cappy?
Yeah, well, no, right, it's the shin. It's the busted shin that I got hurt playing softball for the company, so...
Oh, company time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like Shaq all of a sudden now.
Where I just don't show up for things? Or
no, what? Where you like where, when he was with the Lakers.
Yeah, right.
He said he got hurt on company time.
If I get hurt on company time, I'm going to
What did I miss? Tell me what
time.
I missed.
Yeah, it was a big meeting. I don't think it's for air, right?
No, it's not. I mean, no. Well, we're going to do like a cool, fun thing with the audience for football season.
Awesome.
And it's going to involve like a little gambling twist to it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Now, we were talking about play-by-play there for a second.
Did everybody make it except me and Mason?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
correct.
That makes me feel kind of cool.
Yeah, by the way, if I was to put money on the two guys most likely to miss a meeting, it would be me and Cappy.
Yeah, but I always feel like I'm always there and prompt for things. Like, this is one where I legitimately screwed up.
Yeah.
And so it kind of makes me feel a little cool, like, you know, you weren't there, and now, like, ooh, what's his deal? Why wasn't he here? That seems a little mysterious to me. He's usually always there and on time.
Boss Amanda actually said the two people that we're going to need to repeat this to numerous times on how this is actually going to work are the two people that aren't here.
True. That is true.
I am way smarter than Cappy, am I not?
I don't know about smarter. It's just you may pay more attention. I don't know if you're smarter.
I don't think either one of you is going to pay attention to anything you're told about this.
No, I think Mason's probably smarter than you.
No, I mean, I'll pull it off.
How do we prove that, though?
I'll pull it.
You guys want to do an IQ test?
Oh.
Want to do a Wonderlic test, Mace?
Yeah, or something like that.
I'd do an IQ test. I've never had my IQ measured. I would love to know what my IQ actually is.
Really?
I think I had mine when I was like in elementary school, maybe, but I
don't
remember.
How smart could you possibly be? What, you knew which block to go where? I mean, but you're in elementary school.
They test a lot of that stuff when you're little. They will do IQ tests on little kids. Like, it's cognitive.
I hope my score is better.
There's a Mensa test.
Yeah,
you want me to send you the Mensa test on a link, and you guys can just do it and see what you score?
Wait, does that mean I can Google for answers or no?
No.
No.
Oh.
I mean, to be honest. The reason is the Mensa test, you have to see it because it's like shapes and stuff.
Okay. Well, hey, good news for me, Mace. I will be spending quite a bit of time with Boss Amanda tomorrow.
Oh, really? What's going on?
And Consultant Chris, you know.
Yes.
They're coming down for a day at the racetrack, the one that you just enjoyed.
Very nice.
We're going to do it all over again tomorrow.
Oh, that's very nice. And, you know, Cappy bought us pretzel puffs, George.
Oh, really?
We had the pretzel puffs and the Diet Cokes, and that was it.
Yeah, they were cheap date.
We were a cheap date. We were. So, George, when you're doing play-by-play, I was listening to the A game last night. I won't say which one, but it's a local game. And an announcer say this during the game, and this bugs me. He said, "That's a can of corn."
No, I would never use that. Never.
The olden-timey baseball expressions.
Nope. Can't stand that.
He wines and deals. Where are the
The can of corn is different than wines and deals.
You think so? Corn,
yeah, I think can of corn is.
My dad used to say can of corn all the time.
That is old timey.
It's also bad for baseball, specifically. Yeah. Like the one sport that does not want to be anchored to that kind of call is baseball.
Do you know where can of corn came from?
No.
Okay, so here's allegedly, according to my long dead dad, where it came from. He says that at the grocery store, when there was a can really high on the shelf, you'd have to knock it off the shelf and catch it when it came down. So that's where a can of corn came from.
Oh, God, I just lost everything. I'm ruined. I need me a giggle water and quick.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you believe that's where can of corn came from?
I can believe
it.
So
I'm looking it up here in Merriam-Webster's dictionary.
Okay.
It's can of corn is one of the more mysterious baseball phrases with numerous theories behind its origin. One is that it comes from the action of grocery clerks using a stick to tip a can off a high shelf and then catch it as to hand to a customer. In extended use, the phrase can refer to something easily accomplished.
Right. So if something's really easy, that's can of corn.
Right. But that's the origin phrase. Is the difficult can to get off the shelf. So that doesn't really make sense. They're basically
it doesn't
saying
make sense at all.
It can be easy or hard.
Do this.
Well, easy with the stick.
Yeah, go up to any baseball fan under 25 years old and say, what does can of corn mean in baseball? And find out if they know.
Yeah. Do you guys want to take a quick IQ test?
Yeah.
We can take one right here on
the
air.
We can do one right now?
Yeah, I'll just ask you the questions in this practice one I found.
Yeah, well, is it your name is your buzzer?
Yeah. Okay. It's multiple choice.
Multiple choice. Okay.
Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Here's question one off this test I found online. It's actually a Wonderlic practice.
Okay,
actually,
good.
That's what I found. Sally wants three. Can we get some music?
Oh, God.
There we go. Yeah. Right. Sally wants 3 dozen peanut butter cookies.
Do I need pen and paper?
I would.
4 dozen snickerdoodles and 1 dozen chocolate chip cookies. How many cookies will Sally have?
Wait a second. Go, say it again.
Sally wants 3 dozen peanut butter cookies, 4 dozen snickerdoodles, and 1 dozen chocolate chip
cookies.
Can I answer?
No.
No, them two only.
So the question is, she wants 3 dozen cookies.
No, bro. She wants 3 dozen peanut butter cookies, snickerdoodles, and 1 dozen chocolate chip.
I've got the answer.
How many does she want?
I've got the answer.
Okay, here's multiple choice.
Okay.
A-120, B-34, C-200, D-96. Mason.
I will say D.
Scott.
I will also say D.
D. Is correct.
Yes, that is correct. I did the math.
Yeah.
I knew how many cookies were.
Which of the following is not a whole number? Now, I won't get the answer to this till later. They'll give me the answers at the end. All right. Which of the following is not a whole number followed by its square? This is the Wonderlic, by the way.
Whole number followed by its square.
What does that mean?
Which one of them is not that?
Not that.
Okay.
I need to know what it is, though, before I know what it isn't.
All right. A is 15-205.
Mm-hmm.
B is 11-121. C is 2-4. D is 8-64. And E, there's five here, 13-169.
Okay, I got it.
Go ahead, Mace.
I will say A, 15-205.
Okay.
I will also say A.
Okay. I will get your answer in a moment because it'll tell me after the fact. All right.
You may notice a strategy I'm playing here.
Yeah, just do what Mason does.
This way your IQ is not higher than mine.
Correct.
Cappy goes first.
Yeah.
Come on, Jorge.
Are the following two words similar, contradictory, or not related? Aghast is the first word. Unsurprised is the second word.
And what is the question?
Scott.
Are they what?
Are they similar, contradictory, or not related?
And the words are aghast and...
Aghast and unsurprised.
And the similar or...
Similar. This has
this
a time
is hard.
This
similar, is hard
contradictory, or not related. Related.
Yes.
Give an answer. A, B, C.
I'm going to go B.
Oh, God, he's right. It is B.
Yeah, it is B. I mean, even I knew that. I don't even have to look at the answer.
And by the way, it was 11-121 for the other one.
11 is 11.
Yeah.
It's
very hard for me to do this without actually seeing it, you know.
Yeah, so you were both wrong, and you're both right at this point. So you have the same. We have 3 minutes left on this clock here on this practice test.
Okay.
To make a dozen cookies, Trish needed a quarter cup of butter. She wants to make 9 dozen cookies. How much butter does she need? 2 1/4 cups. Is A, 3 cups is B, 2 cups is C, 2 1/2 cups is D. Scott.
A.
Okay, Mason.
B.
Okay. Next question. Did you write that down, Bergman, on question 4?
I
just
got
write down
A
their,
and B.
Their answers,
yeah, what
A and B.
What are we doing here? Okay.
Okay, because I got to go to the end to get all the answers.
I've got 2 1/4 cups.
So bad. All right, let me
you
got
to get to the end to get the right answer.
All right. Okay. A tandem bike means that it has blank amount of seats. 3, 4, 1, or 2?
Cappy?
2.
2. Yeah, that's right. 2.
Okay. All right, we'll get there.
We'll get there. We'll get all the right answers
at
the end.
What month has 5 months? What month is 5 months after March? June, October, December, or August?
I'll say August.
August.
Okay.
We're both kind of...
You're rolling through this so far.
We're both geniuses, by the way, Mace. Both.
There are 40 grams of sugar in a 12-ounce can of Dr. Pepper. If your max intake of sugar permitted for the day is 25 grams, how much of the Dr. Pepper can you drink? 6 ounces, 7 1/2 ounces, 12 ounces, or 2 ounces?
2 ounces.
Yes, I'm going to say 2 ounces. That's right.
Don't okay. Listen to Cappy just following along.
No way. I would have said 2 ounces first.
This is going well.
All right. We've got...
Mason, you're almost as smart as I am.
I'm low-key faded, bro.
All right. From the list below, select all the quadrupled mammals that might be found as a pet in a typical American family home.
Say that again. What
kind of mammals?
From the list below, the list I give you,
okay.
Select all the quadruped mammals. Pardon me. Quadruped mammals.
Quadruped.
Quadruped. Sorry. Thank you.
I should get the IQ just for figuring that out.
That is true.
That was very
thank
smart.
That was
what
the
does
toughest
it mean?
Thing in all of this.
Four legs.
Four legs. That I knew, but I thank just didn't know how to pronounce the word. That might be found as a pet in a typical American home. Dog, hamster, cat, goldfish, or giraffe.
Which one isn't?
Just how many of them are quadruped?
How many of them will be found in a typical American home?
Quadruped mammals.
So wait, so the list is dog, cat, what?
Hamster, goldfish, giraffe.
Dog and cat.
Okay.
I'm going to say dog, cat, hamster, 3.
Oh, hamster. I missed
3.
On hamster.
Yeah.
Missed on hamster. Damn it.
If rent is $1,238 a month, that's pretty low, how much do you owe for 6 months? A is 9,234. B is 7,428. C is 14,846. And D is 2,390. A, B, C, or D?
What was B?
7,428.
I'm taking that one.
Mace? I'm taking C.
Okay, 14,856.
For six months, Mace?
Yeah, 6 months.
It's 6 months at $1,200 a month.
Yeah. 13.
So what's your point?
14,000.
Well, I think I got it. Yeah, that's a pretty, I don't understand why you
win. This is a giveaway without even doing the math, is I think what Kaplan's getting
at. Oh, is that right?
Am I right, Scott?
I think I'm on the verge of possibly being smarter than Mason.
You might be.
Just taking shots here.
All right, the bill is $19.56 at a restaurant. You give the waiter $50.01. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How much change should you get? So, hold on. Let me repeat the question one more time. Bill's $19.56. You paid him $50.01. A, $25.61. B, $30.45. D, C, $20.19. D, $32.98. Mason.
30 and 45 cents.
Yes, cap. Same. 30, 45.
Cap. Yeah, he's just...
What? I'm doing the math. I think you're right.
I mean, there's only one. He's only got one different than you, the hamster one at this point. So it's like,
if
the
hamster. I'm right. One, I don't know if a hamster's got four legs.
It's Friday. Gotta get down.
All right, I'm just going to scroll to the end and get the answers. Hold on.
This is. We are putting the F in F at Friday.
This
oh,
is
now it's
really...
doing a Capital One commercial. Come on. Wonderlick.
What's the breaking news there, Cappy?
Forget it. The damn thing won't go because of this Capital One commercial.
All right.
But Cappy got one different than you. I'll find out. Hold on.
Yeah,
I'll just Google it.
Yeah. Does a hamster have four legs?
A hamster does.
A quadruped.
Because
that's the difference.
What hamsters have you been around?
Well, kangaroo. I mean, Mason says a kangaroo has five legs.
Yeah, but wait a second. A giraffe has four legs,
wait,
but I don't have a pet.
Whoa, what?
Hold on. Hamster.
Mason.
Quadruped.
Does a hamster have four legs? That is the question. That will determine who's smarter.
I'm looking at quadruped. Four legs, doesn't it? Did I really not get this
hamster,
right?
Hamster, a murine, myomorphic rodent quadruped. Cappy is right.
Oh, yeah.
Cappy won. Wow.
God, that feels good.
Does it?
It does. Because you were about to leave on a Friday
afternoon.
But you
cheated, really, because you just went with Mace the entire time.
Yeah,
until
you
the
just
hamster.
Picked what I picked.
Now, wait a second. That is not necessarily accurate. That is true of the first few questions. But
yeah,
it's
for
just
most
so happens,
of them.
It's just so happens that I concurred with Mace's answers.
Mason's prediction based on no inside information or specific knowledge. In other words, he's talking out of his ass.
Okay.
Oh, well.
I'm going to call Mace. It a week.
You are?
You know what I'll do?
What?
We're going to give you guys a written test next time.
Do that.
Yeah,
do
I'd
that.
Like to have it
that way
up
you guys, and
test.
Then you turn it in, and then after the fact.
And then Professor, we should get Professor Clinton Yates.
Oh. Right.
Graded.
Yeah, 100%. That's what
right.
we're doing.
It'll
we...
be like, if a soccer field is 110 yards long and 60 yards wide.
Have you learned nothing? It's a pitch. All right, that's the end of Super Crosstalk, brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Hey, I'm gone for a week. Ireland's back next week, and then we'll get loaded up for football season on the 26th. Sedano and Cappy coming at you now, 710 ESPN. Have a great weekend.
No open, yeah. Cappy.
Yeah, come on. Come.
Just do it.
Yeah, come.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bow, ba-da-bow. Do, da-da-boop. Da-da-da.
What is up today, George Sedano? I can't believe we're only on the air for an hour today.
I know. I want to talk a lot of football with you, actually, today. Because, it's, you know, it's football season. But I do have some beef first. Not with you.
You got beef?
I do.
Who you got beef with?
The city of Manhattan Beach.
Okay, go ahead.
So today, I went to have lunch with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the AVP Manhattan Beach Open was going on, so there was not a lot of parking today. So I found a meter. That a guy literally pulled out, and I pulled in right behind him, right? Oh, perfect, right?
Now, when you say a meter...
Like a meter. Like
no, no, I got it. But meters today, they take credit cards, debit
Correct.
Cards, right?
Correct.
They don't take coins anymore.
Correct.
Was there
Correct.
Time left on this meter?
25 minutes.
Okay, that's an important question. It's a huge detail. It's probably the number one question somebody would ask about a meter. Is there a timer anyway? So you got 25 minutes for free.
25 minutes for free.
Okay.
So I put in my card, and then mm-hmm. I'm hitting the plus sign to max it out because it's 2 hour max.
Okay.
And it shows me on the mm-hmm. thing as I'm charging the card. $2, because it's $4 for 2 hours, right? So
is this,
I charge.
Is this back to the test? Is this back to the IQ test?
No, no, no. So it charges me $3.25 because there was already 25 minutes on there.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, great. It's 11 o'clock or more or less. Then, you know, I got till 1 o'clock. Perfect. So 12:45, I leave the restaurant. I walk over. It takes me 4 minutes to get to my car.
12:49.
At 12:49, there is a parking ticket on my car in Manhattan Beach.
Now, does the meter say expired at this point when you get
the
there?
The meter is flashing red.
Okay.
And I'm like, wait a second.
What is flashing red?
Yeah, because it says flashing red because it's expired. I'm like,
oh, okay, got it.
There is no way, because I saw what they charged me.
Mm-hmm.
It's $4 for 2 hours to park at a meter in Manhattan Beach, okay? And they charged me $3.25 because there was 25 minutes left on the clock. Okay?
$3.25, but it's $4 for 2 hours. So they gave you 75 cents off because there was 25 minutes remaining.
Correct.
But I'm wondering if all of a sudden now, instead of there being 2 hours, there's an hour 55.
Well, I don't know what it was. It definitely wasn't that either. Because when I looked at the ticket, it said they gave me the ticket at 12:38.
Oh, okay. We now have incriminating evidence.
So there's no way that that was the case, okay? There's no way, unless one of two things could have been the case. That meter is either broken or they are messing with the meters because the AVP tour is out there and they want to rip people off for $53 a piece for a expired meter. I have never paid $53 for an expired meter. And by the way, I'm going to fight it, nor will I, okay?
Dude, fight. Fight.
And
don't,
so,
don't
you
take
know what
this
I did?
Lying down. Don't take
so,
it.
So you know what I did?
Tell me.
On principle alone, I could pay the $53.
Well,
I'm not going
could.
To pay
Naturally.
The $53, though.
Naturally. You hire a lawyer?
Not yet, but
you
if I got
introduce
a call...
You, to the, you want me to introduce you to the Dadvocates?
I don't think the Dadvocates do like...
The Dadvocates do everything. Whatever you
okay.
need, they
I mean,
do
I could do the Dadvocates. I could call him Ronnie. I'll call somebody.
He wins for you.
But what I'll do is this. So I called my bank and I said, because I looked at the app and didn't have a time, right? It just said the charge for $3.25. So I called my bank, sat on hold for 5 minutes. They finally come to me and they said, sir, how can we help you? So I explained to the lady the situation. I said, can you do me a favor? Can you tell me what time my card was swiped
Ooh.
For the $3.25?
Ooh, Detective Sedano. Ooh.
And she says, 11:02 Pacific, sir.
11:02. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Let's just do the math here. 11:02 mm-hmm. with 25 free minutes gets you to 11:27
mm-hmm.
with an hour and a half that gets you to 12:27 that gets you to 12:57.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that the ticket
12:38 was they gave me a ticket.
Oh, 19 minutes. 19 minutes early, somebody decided to come by and give the wrong guy a ticket.
Manhattan Beach, you picked the wrong guy, okay? Because I don't know if that I know exact, and of course, the ticket tells you where you got the ticket. So I have the actual meter number and all that stuff. So either that meter's broken, or you guys are messing with people. And I'm going to find out which one it is.
Yeah. And your suggestion, though, today here is, what you're intimating is, that because there's a big event on the beach, that this is where they make their score.
Perhaps. Uh-huh. That could be, if they're being nefarious, which I'm only suggesting as an option, okay? I am not accusing them of anything.
Sounds like an accusation to me.
No, no, I'm suggesting it as an option. Okay?
Suggestion versus accusation.
Correct.
Okay.
It, only one of two things could have been the case.
This is only one of two.
The meter is broken.
A.
Or somebody messed with that meter.
B.
That's it. Because I've got all the evidence on my side, including the charge to my card, the time it was charged, and how much I put into the meter.
Okay, you listen,
and how much time was left.
Listen to me. You must fight this, as you said, on principle. Could you pay the $55 fine?
No question. 53.
Could you pay the $53 fine and go, you know what? I'm moving on with my life. I don't want to deal with the aggravation. Of course you could.
Yep.
But there's a $50 delta here between the $3 that you were charged and the $53 that you were ticketed.
Correct.
You must go and fight this. And if the person who wrote the ticket doesn't show up and you get, you know, the judge says throw it out, that's fine. However, you want the person who wrote the ticket to show up in court. Because if we're going to get to the bottom of this, that person needs to be there. All the evidence, George, as you've presented it to the court of public opinion here this afternoon, granted it's a biased community, we're on your side, all the evidence points to you got jobbed.
I got jobbed. I don't think there's any question.
Wow, this is serious stuff.
I mean, what I presented to you, doesn't it sound like I got jobbed?
Well, I mean, if you have 25 minutes remaining and you pay to get the full 2 hours and they charge you $3 and change, and you take the 25 minutes with the hour and a half that they've charged you, that gives you an hour and 55 minutes. If you look at when your card was charged and you look at when the ticket was written and you do the math, they gypped you by like 19 minutes.
Correct. And I'm looking it up here. Manhattan Beach parking, $2 an hour. So something happened there. I'm looking it up online on their website. $2 an hour. I paid $3.25. It had 25 minutes on the meter. You gave me a ticket at 12:38 or 9 or whatever it was. I don't remember what I said now. I could go back and find the
ticket. And card was charged at 11:02?
Correct.
You have a strong case. I mean, I got to say, you have a very strong case.
Yeah. So, and they'll know. I'm sure they can go into that meter and find out how much time was left when I put in there, all that stuff. That stuff is all digitized now. Manhattan Beach, I'm on to you. No wonder, you know, there's all these gated communities like Ireland lives in.
Why is that?
Because they're charging people $53 for an expired meter.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. I didn't know if, you know, there was some kind of parking thing where you can't park behind gates and they get free parking. I wasn't clear on what you were getting at.
We're back in 2 minutes after I kill Cappy. Hey, by the way, we should get him Ronnie on.
You're going to waste Jacob and Ronnie's time with this little menial case of yours?
Jacob and Ronnie and I are friends.
He doesn't just work for you. He wins for you.
Yeah.
I would like to represent you. I don't think you need Jacob. I would love to do this.
No, you cannot represent me.
I can.
You almost got us all fired a second ago when I'm talking about golf.
Stop it. Now, listen, I have represented myself in court before in small claims court.
And then you went to the Dadvocates, thank God.
Well, right. No, this was not divorce court. Divorce court, you don't go alone. You go to the Dadvocates. But I have actually gone to small claims court one time, and I won big, George. Big.
Like how big?
Like really, really big. And I'll tell you this right now. I feel like I could go represent you.
No.
I feel like the case really does speak for itself. All the evidence is on your side. Don't you feel like you'd like to have a shot in court one day, like where you represent yourself?
No.
I'll represent you. I'm happy to do it.
I'd rather a professional do it, to be honest with you. So, by the way, Sako Adagian tweets me and says, Sedano, same thing happened to me in Manhattan Beach. I know. I had more time left when I got back to my car, but it was flashing red. I didn't get a ticket, but that thing expired early. Manhattan Beach is sketchy AF with parking.
Did you happen to notice, George, were there any markings on any of your tires?
I didn't check, no.
Because you know how sometimes the meter made people... they walk around and they like look to see. They're like, oh, I'm going to mark this car with a piece of chalk. And then I'm going to walk up and down the street a little bit. And I'm going to come back because there's only 2 hour parking here. But you see, this is different. This is a meter. So it surprises me that based on when your card was charged and when you returned back, you've obviously done the math. 11:02, I've got until 1:02.
Yeah.
Oh, you had until 12:49.
Right.
Because you had the 25 minutes already built in.
Right.
25 minutes plus the hour and a half should have been an hour 55,
11:02. No, I maxed it out. It gave me, it said 2 hours when I walked away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did it say the time? Does it say the time on a meter?
I mean, I'm sure it does, but it just, I saw it, I maxed it out. I hit the plus sign until it maxed out at the max amount of dollars.
What if you accidentally only hit it three times, and rather than getting a full 2 hours,
but Scott, you just said do the math. They already had 25 minutes. It charged me $3.25.
Okay, I'm trying to do that math. So they charge you
$75. It works out. Just trust me. I've already done it.
75 cents less. Trying to do the math here. Listen, I feel strong, George. You got a good case. You got a real good case.
Yeah, I'm calling. Seriously, call him Ronnie. I'm not even joking.
You want to call Jacob now?
Call Jacob?
Right. Do you want to do that?
I mean, if Bergman won't guys his number, I can tell him to call him. I mean, I have his number, but I don't want to give it to him. I'm not like I'm going to...
Just read it on the air. It's okay. I can do it. No,
I don't want his personal number. 1-800-CALL-JACOB.
Yeah, 1-800-CALL-JACOB.
I have his number. I'll call him.
I want to ask him this question. So, because if not, he's going to represent me.
Well, he doesn't just fight for you, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, real quick, the Rams are going to play today. We're only on for another, like, 25 minutes.
Right.
Speaking of 25 minutes, like I had on my meter.
Mm-hmm.
Before I even paid for it. Right. Before I paid for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you worried about this Stafford thing as much as I am?
So I'm sort of worried about it because.
And by the way, for people who don't know what I'm talking about, his elbow thing. He's got an elbow injury. Yeah. But now McVay has said no biggie, nothing to see here.
Yeah, but what really worries me is twofold. One. If he's got this problem after the Super Bowl, you've got between the Super Bowl last year, February, and you've got till where we are today, mid-August. So I have to assume that between then and now, they've obviously been well aware and they've been working on all of this, and yet you show up to camp and you're having this tendonitis issue. So from that perspective, I'm worried about. On the other hand, I'll tell you one other concern, which is, do you feel like going into the season, the Rams have truly an adequate backup quarterback? So from those two perspectives of...
John Wolford.
But John Wolford, now put it this way, there's no guarantee that John Wolford is your number two quarterback.
I mean, it pretty much feels that way.
Well, I mean, just listen, I can't honestly tell you that I watched the first preseason game.
Well, no, but I mean, he's been on the team before. He knows the system. McVay played him when Goff was hurt. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but that's 2 years ago.
Right, but he's been here the whole time.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Yeah. If I told you that Stafford was going to miss the entire season, just hypothetically, I tell you Stafford will not play one down this year.
John Wolford is the starting quarterback.
You feel good about that?
I don't think they can win the Super Bowl, but I think they can still potentially compete for a playoff spot.
Yeah, I don't know why we would think that. Because he's played in one game 2 years ago?
Because Sean McVay is just that good as an offensive coach.
Yeah,
Jacob is here.
He is? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so, great. Let's talk to this.
Jacob and Ronnie. Now, I need to have, I don't know, have they prepped you?
Not yet.
Okay.
How are you, George?
I'm good. Good. Good to see you yesterday. So I had a thing today. And I want to know if I should fight this. Okay. So today I went to Manhattan Beach. And I went to go have lunch with a friend, and I realized, oh, my God, there's so many people here. And I realized it was the AVP Manhattan Beach Volleyball Open. And I'm like, man, I'm driving around looking for parking, whatever. Eventually, some guy in front of me pulls out of his meter on the sidewalk. I pull in, okay? So I pull up to this meter, and I get out of my car, and it's around 11 in the morning. And I'm like, okay, great. So I go to the meter. It has 25 minutes left, Jacob. And then I put in my credit card, and I max it out. Whatever the time, the max time in Manhattan Beach in that area was 2 hours. And I know because I've looked on the website, and I remember because I saw the sign, it's $2 an hour in Manhattan Beach, max of 2 hours at this meter. So the card, it charges my card $3.25 to max it out. I'm like, okay, great. So I walk away. I go to lunch. I come back. I leave lunch at 12:45. I get to my car at 12:49. I looked on my phone because as I'm walking, I'm like, there's a parking ticket on my car. How is that even possible? And I look and the meter is flashing red, Jacob. And I'm like, how is that possible? They maxed out my card. So I look, and it actually says he gave me the ticket at like 12:39 or something. So like 10 minutes prior. I'm like, that's impossible. Impossible.
George, so, I think you left out one detail, which is when your card was charged.
Oh, no. That's next. So then I decided on my drive. Oh, well, then I looked at the ticket, and it's $53 for an expired meter in Manhattan Beach. Insane.
Yeah, they suck. Yeah, it's terrible.
So, they suck. So, Jacob, get this. I decide, you know what? This is BS. I'm going to call Wells Fargo. And I call them, and I say, hey, can you answer this question for me? Here's the situation. So I explain the situation. Can you tell me when my card was swiped? And do you know what time they told me, Jacob and Ronnie?
Tell me.
11:02 Pacific. So I got back at 12:49. How is that humanly possible? So I think there's one of two things happening here. These are the possibilities. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. Just possibilities. Okay?
Sounds like an accusation.
One possibility is that meter is broken. Right? Clearly, that would be the case. Because why would it be flashing red after all everything I just told you?
And that's then the logic would tell us, yes.
Right. And the other option is the nefarious option. Again, I'm not accusing anyone. The nefarious option of somebody is messing with the meters there, perhaps because there's a big event down there this weekend. So I don't want to believe that. But nonetheless, what should I do, Jacob and Ronnie?
I'm fighting it.
Okay.
Wait. Hold on, Jacob. When you say you're fighting it, do you mean George?
No, Jacob's not fighting. He thinks I should fight it. Yeah.
Hey, George knows that I got his back. If he needs my help, I'll help fight it.
Well, do we got a bigger case here? Like, because I got people tweeting me saying that happens to them in Manhattan Beach all the time.
Well, let me tell you. I think one of the things you see in different cities is what's happening is when you pull up to a meter and it's got 30 minutes, and the moment you put in your credit card, it goes to zero because they don't want to give you the 30 minutes that's there, and you have to start from zero. So some cities don't even give you the credit of whoever just left. But
that's not cool.
Trying to prove that that's happening to a lot of people is difficult and a long-winded issue. But in this, we do things in law based on evidence, right? We have the fact that your credit card was charged. We have the fact that you were charged a certain amount of money. That certain amount of money will tell us exactly how much that's supposed to cover, correct? An hour and 45 minutes, an hour and 40 minutes. And then we have the ticket, correct? So the evidence is going to play itself out once we go ahead and provide this. A lot of people, I will tell you, will say, I don't have time for this. I'm just paying this. I'm losing more than 50 whatever dollars. And for that reason, the city collects a lot of money for a lot of people who don't want to put in the time. And I think that's wrong. I think the more you continue to let them do this, the more you're going to continue to do it. So I would fight it. I don't care how much it is. I would fight it just for the principle.
That's what I said. On principle, I can pay the $53. I'm going to fight it on principle. I'm going to be knocking at the door of the Manhattan Beach Police Department next week.
I would fight it. I don't know if the Manhattan Beach Police Department is going to be able to help you out. What they're going to tell you is you're going to have to pay the ticket, and then you're going to have to dispute it, and then you're going to have to turn it in for what they call an administrative review. Okay. An administrative review is somebody who's very unhappy with themselves sitting in a small room, and they're reviewing these tickets. So I just want you to know that I mean, I probably did that as a teenager, and I actually went into the Beverly Hills Police Department, and I sat there in order to fight something that was similar to this, and the person just basically comes out like a robot. But when those days, you were putting in money, you were putting in quarters, you were putting in a dollar. Now you have a credit card. You have the evidence to show it, and I think they would overturn it.
There you go. All right, Jacob and Ronnie, thank you very much, buddy.
Anytime, bud.
See ya.
I wonder, though, this is weird. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So you pull up. There's 25 minutes remaining. Mm-hmm. There's no way the meter is smart enough to go, wait a second, some other guy just put his card
no,
in here.
Because I've done this before in Manhattan Beach and Hermosa Beach. It just adds the time. Because I've parked at the beach to take my family in Hermosa and in Manhattan, and I've just gone and added more time. No,
it's starting
in that
ground zero.
In those municipalities, it does not do that.
Yeah, that would not be very cool at all. If somebody pays for it and they leave early, and there's 25 minutes remaining on the meter, you can't start back at zero because the next person is paying.
Yeah, but the math also adds up in my favor, too, and, of course, based on the time and the evidence. So,
well, I think that Jacob's not going to take the case, but I think, George, out of principle,
you're gonna
I
take
think
it.
You take this thing all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, just like Jerry Westwood.
Correct. Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to Stafford because we got the Rams coming up at 5. That's next. Oh, estamos claro ya.
That's what I'm talking about.
No te voy a negar.
They're not going to negate you. I can't believe we're only on for an hour on a Friday, man.
I thought you didn't like being on for an hour for.
I don't.
So you said yesterday.
I don't. Seriously, like I feel like we need to spread out a little bit. You know, get that full 3 hours in here. But we're handing off to Rams pregame. You going to be watching tonight's game, listening to tonight's game? Are you into the preseason? Will you watch any of it? Because I don't really watch preseason football. I really don't. I admit it.
I love Sedano laughing, and you just continually go.
Right. I mean, well, otherwise it's just going to be like, just dead air.
More questions after question after question.
Gosh.
Who's watching this thing tonight?
I mean, I'm watching.
You are?
Yeah. Second game I want to watch.
7 o'clock Friday night. You're sitting in front of the TV watching NFL
Network. I have
Network.
An 8 and a 3-year-old. Where else am I going to go?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Now, I'm going to make a suggestion for you.
Okay.
Since yesterday you told me that you weren't going to watch Legacy on Hulu.
Yeah.
Because you said it's sanitized. And I said, not sanitized. Dirty. Very dirty. Not clean. Dirty.
I don't know about that. I mean, listen, I would just say this. Based off the... Now, you know what? I'm going to reserve my... I will watch it just to reserve my judgment.
There you
because
go.
I do want to... I am curious. Based on what you guys described to me, you and Christopher, I don't understand why the Lakers were so mad about Winning Time then. Like, just because Winning Time... Say what you want, whatever, this, that, and the other. That, you know, they took liberties because it's a TV show. Like, it's a scripted TV show. But they made Dr. Buss look like a G from a business perspective. Okay? So, based off the descriptions you guys are telling me, there's a lot of stuff, to use your phrase, that paints him in an interesting light, let's just call it.
Well, listen, if I loved the portrayal of Dr. Buss in Winning Time, but what I really, really like about Legacy is that the way he was portrayed as a risk taker, you know, someone who was willing to really, really go all out there and feel like we may not be able to make payroll next week. He really took a lot of risks. He had a big set of cojones.
Well, we saw that in Winning Time.
I know. So, but now you're actually seeing him, the real guy, the real interviews that took place.
Right. But there's a lot of talk about perhaps, some of the lady friends.
Well,
and by the way, not that wasn't in Winning Time, but according to Chris, it feels like, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it
that.
Just to give my own opinion on it.
Well, yes.
Because Chris
do.
Chris seems to think that there's excessive stuff about Dr. Buss and the ladies.
My point is,
in the Hulu one.
Right. No one's hiding it, George. If this were a sanitized, Lakerized, PR stunt version of the story, then you probably try to clean up the reputation in 2022.
I mean, everybody has eyes, bro.
I understand, but what I'm saying is they're not trying to change the history.
No.
They're actually telling you straight up the way it was, and here you have two of his daughters that are offended by it.
But you're already saying the stuff that, like, I'm not talking about the Dr. Buss part, but, like, you already said yesterday that Jerry Buss literally incriminates himself in this documentary, in the first episode, about the stuff he was upset about in Winning Time.
Jerry West, who during Winning Time was so upset with the way he was being portrayed.
Right, his portrayal.
In episode one, he pretty much comes out and says to you, I couldn't coach because the players didn't respond to me because I was a jerk to play for. And he goes into much greater detail than I am. But I sat there watching this and I went, well, then Jerry, I'm literally sitting on my couch, George, by myself. I'm going, but Jerry, if what you're saying here now in Legacy is the truth, then why would you be so upset? Why? Because you threw a trophy through a window?
Right.
I have found thus far the first two episodes of Legacy to be really good.
Okay.
The only way they're going to lose me, George, is the fact that I can't just binge it.
But my point is this, is that then that means that, like, that's already one example of, hey, winning time was probably more accurate than they were letting on.
Well, why do you suppose they were unhappy with winning time?
Maybe the timing of it?
Well, A, could be that winning time got out before their show got out. That's number one. How about another one? How about nobody got paid anything? Nobody made a dollar from winning time.
That's fair.
We don't own it.
Yeah.
Now it's us. It's portrayal of Genie. It's portrayal of Jerry. It's portrayal of Dr. Buss, et cetera, Magic, and so on. But not one person got paid $1 because it was a scripted show about their real people. Mm-hmm. So I could understand where they'd be like, gosh, man, I'm a real person over here, and they're portraying me, and I'm not making anything off this deal.
I mean, that happens in a lot of cases, doesn't it?
I don't know. Does it?
I mean, how many biographical movies are there?
I don't know. Two?
A lot.
500? Not sure.
A lot. Yes.
All I can say is this. I'm asking you to do me, a personal favor. I want you to watch this show so that we can watch it together. And if you think it's terrible, then you're going to say it. If you think it's awesome, you're going to say that. Through two episodes, I find it very interesting and entertaining.
Okay,
now, I'll try and sell you on this. You ready? Now, this is the one I really want you to do.
Yeah.
Now, I really want you to watch Hard Knocks on HBO.
No.
You're going to become a Detroit Lions fan.
No, I'm not.
You are going to love
their head
coach.
I don't want to bite anyone's knees. I don't want to do any of that.
This guy, Dan Campbell. He's
PC principal from South Park. That's what he is.
Yeah, to me, he's
Bergman,
like
did you watch South Park?
Yep.
Doesn't he look like PC principal?
Absolutely. He acts like him, too.
Yeah.
See, I think he's like a professional wrestler who's in a constant state of motivational speeches that no one understands.
What? What, you think he's doing like TED Talks out there?
I do. George, the first episode of Hard Knocks, he walks in, he starts talking to the team.
Let me ask you a question.
The eyes on the guys are like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, of course. That's exactly why he's going to get fired.
That's why it makes it fun.
What does Rachel think of Hard Knocks?
She hasn't seen an episode yet, but my daughter Julia watched it with me the other night because she wanted to watch, what's the name of that show, New Girl? Do you guys watch New Girl?
Yeah,
I don't watch New Girl, but I'm familiar with the show.
Okay, so she's like, Dad, let's watch New Girl. I'm like, no, let's watch Hard Knocks. She sat there and watched episode 2 of Hard Knocks, and she found it to be very entertaining. Hmm. You would like it, George.
No. Not one iota.
I'm going to become a Detroit Lions fan this year.
Good for you.
Go Jared Goff.
We know you hate the Chargers, so.
Well, of course, we know that. I'm the president of the Charger Hater Club.
Yeah. So, Stafford, we got like a minute.
Yeah.
You're saying if Stafford's out and Wolford's in, Wolford, whatever.
Yeah, that's my bigger concern.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, if it's a long-term injury, I just elbow quarterback terrifies me. Like that just, you know, and maybe it is nothing, but I'm just worried.
I know a couple weeks ago when the story started to brew, everybody's like, oh, come on, this is nothing. As we get closer to the season, people are like, oh, my God, is this something to be worried about?
Yeah.
I mean, 2 weeks ago, I was like, oh, come on. It's just the beginning of training camp. Really? That's what we're talking about right now? I'm like, yeah, it's kind of a big deal. You're the starting quarterback of the defending Super Bowl champions. Yes, it's a very big deal.
Big deal or no deal? We'll talk about it tomorrow. How about that?
How about Monday?
Oh, that's right.
Talk about it tomorrow if you want to.
We can.
Get together tomorrow and just do big deal or no deal on the phone or Zoom or something?
Maybe.
I'm down.
We should do it in the community.
I'm DTZ, down to Zoom.
We could do it in the community. Post the video later in the community. It'd be funny. The Sedano and Cap community.
What's up, Jorge?
All right, we're done here. Jorge, great job. Bergman, great job. Lindsay, great job from afar. Cappy, we'll see you Monday.